0TR Mobile.
Woe unto us that have to get out so early. What are you doing out so early, Tom? KN4 VWA.
Well, good morning, Steve. We are just leaving Aldi's and headed back towards Hole. We got our shopping done, in and out. I think there was about 2 people in the whole store, Steve.
That is nice not to have to put up with a crowd that way, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be cold and blustery, so they say. They said it was going to feel like it was in the 40s because it was 55 when we got up, and it's not going to raise above that. And up to 20 mile an hour wind, so it's not a good flying day, which I'm sure you weren't going to do anyways. And this is our 53rd anniversary.
Tom, condolences, Bernice.
Thanks, Steve.
Congratulations, you guys. I tell you what, it's dead calm out there right now. If I didn't have to go down to Simpsonville, work a little bit, make a little bit of money to pay for my toys, I'd go on out flying this morning. But you know how it is. You gotta work to play. Oh, I used that four-letter word again.
Well, it was 11 to 14 gusting this morning when we got up in the middle of the night there at 6:30. I did. I didn't wake Bernice up until a little after 7. But if you take away an hour from that, it really stunk. By the way, Phil called for me and you this morning and talked to him for a short time. But I had to get into Aldi's pretty quick to use their facility because the old Lasix works on you pretty quick.
In fact, I'm running a little bit late because I'm tweeny wrangling this morning.
What?
Granddaughter, she's 12, and that puts her as a tweenager. She's between being a little girl and between being a teenager.
Full of energy. Yeah, well, enjoy it while I can, Steve. Time passes too quickly.
I know what you mean, because she lives down in Florida, and we just didn't get enough time with her growing up.
It's good you get to spend some time with her. And it'll be nice out on the farm there.
I hope so, but we had some good plans for fishing this week. I'm going to take my boat out, do a little fishing. That's sort of, well, we might be able to do it on Friday before she goes back on Saturday.
I just gonna be clear Thursday. Chance of thunderstorms. Phil was saying he forgot to unplug his radio, but there's really no danger today. The major rain's gonna come tomorrow. They lowered that down to 50% now. So far, it was like 80.
You know what 50% means, don't you?
Nothing. Half and half at the best.
No, it means they don't know. It means it might, and again, it might not.
Oh, yeah. I think you got a good point there. This is N0TR
Mobile. WA Mobile. I'm trying to leave a little gap in there now.
Phil's already at the workplace, and yesterday, I put new spark plugs in the lawnmower, and a new air filter, and changed the oil, and greased the bearings. And then I went out and mowed the grass, what there is of it, and there isn't much, but I thought I'd make it a level playing field because I accidentally put too much fertilizer on it, and it's going to grow fast.
Grease the blades and sharpen the bearings?
That's a possibility.
Oh, I'm right behind you, brother, right behind you. That's like brushing your teeth and combing and no, wait. Combing your teeth and brushing your hair, I guess. Or water under the dam and over the bridge. Tell you what. I'm kind of looking forward to the day. I just tell them all to hang it up and go somewhere else.
Been having a lot of back trouble here lately, and a severe degree of pain at times, and it didn't really hurt bad till after I got done greasing that lawnmower, and there's only like 3 grease zerks on it, but I had to kneel down and try to get that one in that, the platform that holds the blade, and it was a bear to get the grease gun on. There's not much of a zerk there sticking out. After that, I couldn't hardly walk, but up till then, I was all right.
Past Friday, I did something stupid. Actually, Thursday, went over and had new tires put on my wife's car and brought it back. And Friday, I got out there and... No, it was on Thursday that I did it. I started about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock on Thursday and finished up at 5, but I put all 4 brakes on that car along with an oil change. And good Lord, tires with these alloy rims or wheels are heavy. Anyhow, I did something to my back right between my shoulder blades. And I'll tell you what, I've been paying for it ever since.
This is N0TR. Well, Steve, you're going to get to the point where you're like me and you hire that done. I changed my oil all my life, but these cars are so low nowadays, it's hard to even get a good jack underneath of them. And so I just take it down to Sims Auto down there at Duncan and let them do it. In fact, this car's got 70,232 and the oil change at 5,000's due in about 200 more miles. So I need to make an appointment. And they charge $25 and I provide my own stuff. But I like Mobile One and I like the Toyota Filter. And they have no objections to that, whereas most of the time they don't want you to provide your stuff, but it's worth $25 to me.
Yep. I will say this. I'd have never been able to do all 4 of those sets of brakes, all 4 wheels, and change that oil if I hadn't had my lift. Man, I tell you what, that's the best money I've spent in I don't know how long.
Well, I would concur with that. My neighbor says he's going to put one in his garage. He hasn't yet. His air compressor shot traps last week and blowed a head gasket. He had a brand new one, but he sold it because this one was 2-stage. And theoretically, it was a lot better compressor. And this old boy said he just had the motor overhaul and this and that. And he blew the head gaskets on it. And the governor on the single-phase motor was sticking and not throwing it out of the start winding right and things like that. And the pressure switch was old. So he wound up having to go buy another $1,200 compressor. And so every time he gets ready to buy a lift, something else comes up, it seems like.
Well, I blew a head gasket on my compressor. I've got a 3-cylinder, and it almost looks like an old airplane rotary engine, but it's a 3-cylinder. And I just went in there and bought me some thin plate copper and some material for that purpose, and I manufactured my own gasket, and it's been working for about a year, year and a half now, so it's not too bad.
Told Tim he could do it. He didn't want to fool with it this time. Believe me, he's extremely talented, mechanically wise. He's the one that's got the 630 horsepower Camaro, 67, and then he's building an 800 horsepower. It looks like an old Grand National, but it's not. It's an Oldsmobile. And he's done all the body work and the painting, and he was a mechanic for years, but now he doesn't do that. He's a scheduler for a big company here, and has a good job, and sits at a desk all day, but then he does this for fun at night. That sanding and water sanding and all that stuff just doesn't interest me in the least.
Well, I'm on my way to Simpleville. Doesn't that sound like a thrilling adventure?
If you could visit with the N4IQ, but I'm sure he's not taking visitors with this COVID around. But just to go over there and see his dogs is worthwhile. I have to be careful, though. They'll just flatly knock me down.
I tell you what, very recently my Whippet passed away, good old Harry. So now all we got is a female cat and a female chewiner, and we're slowly, and they're kind of older too, so we're slowly going to de-animal our place so that we can travel.
And I think that's a good idea, Steve. We decided not to buy or get another one. We had an English Pointer for almost 15 years, and we just dearly loved her, but it ties you down, and it's extremely expensive if you got to board them. I picked up my daughter's dog several times when it was $200 or $300 to board them while they went on vacation. And we can't keep them, and Bernice has an allergy to the dogs, not bad, but such that we don't want dog hair in the house anymore. Minnie was a short-haired English Pointer, but oh man, she shed like crazy. But she was a house dog, and I still have her ashes on the mantle. But cats, no, they live too long unless they visit my chicken pen.
This little cat, I guess it's about 4 or 5 years ago now, and before we built the house, I was up at my building, up where I live now. I had the building built first, and let me tell you, it was middle of January. And I pull up at the building and I hear this meow, 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 and it just come running up there, and it was just a kitten. And so I got it a little something to eat, and I got it some water, and I was going to set it back out, even though it was cold. And buddy, let me tell you what, that animal basically attached itself to my leg, and when I got in the truck, it jumped in the truck before I knew what happened, and I couldn't get it out. So I took it home, and naturally, my wife and daughter just instantly attached to it. That was that.
Yeah, I know the feeling. But dogs I love, and cats I'll tolerate, but I don't like them. But, everybody's to each his own. And, heck, my grandson wanted a snake here a while back, and I talked my daughter out of that. They belong out in the wild. They don't belong in the house. And I think she's thankful for that. He was pretty insistent on that for his birthday or Christmas. I don't remember what. But Bernice asked, how did you resolve the rooster problem the other day? That was the cat when it jumped in the truck. you need one of these signs like I got, warning there's nothing here worth dying for.
You know, for the longest time I had a little sign that was posted right at the end of my garage, and it says, "We don't need to buy anything. We believe in Jesus. All politicians are crooks. So unless you're giving away free beer, go away."
I've got one in the carport.
That exact sign.
Hey, I tell you what. I also had one more that I posted about. See, my driveway is 1,600 feet long. And about halfway to the house, yeah, I've got another sign that has looking like you're looking down through a scope with a crosshair. It says, "All of my equipment is zeroed to this point."
Looking at my garage door, it says, "Beware of the dog." And right below that, it says, "Is there life after death? We'll trespass here and find out."
I like that one, too. Oh, me. Well, so you guys are headed back to the hacienda?
I'm sitting right in front of the garage door, Steve, getting ready to go in. Yeah, I found that sign probably 30, 40 years ago, and I don't even think that place is in business anymore. And the old sign's about to crumple. It's made out of some kind of thin fiberglass or plastic, most likely. But I just couldn't resist bringing that down here. Anyways, they all know us, Steve, and we're not out to bother anybody. Of course, if they can't, the thieves, if they can't run over 1,000 foot a second, always say they're in deep, you know what, around here. Because everybody in the neighborhood's got a gun. Shoot. Anyway, Steve, I'll let you go. Good to hear you. Have a good day. And keep paying that Social Security for us now. KN4VWA and 0TR.
Before you go, how was Mr. Phil this morning?
Following the star.
What?
Star. He told me that the other day, and I'd never heard that before, and I'll never forget it now. What's on the hood ornament of the car he drives?
Okay. Yeah, his wife drives a Mercedes. I call it Mercedes. Now he drives a Ford pickup.
Not the day I saw him, but at any rate, it's been a while. But he says, "You follow the star," and that's a good one. I like that. I said, "You're lucky that hasn't become an ornament on a chain for an individual that likes to collect those."
If you get it on in the house, and I'll talk to you again soon. N0TR, 73, K4VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, that's a beautiful car. And it's not anywhere new by any means, but it's a beautiful car. Anyways, 73, catch you down the line, KN4VWA, N0TR.